Territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
and good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was some new stuff from Elmer Records, a reissued album from an artist named Cheb Cater. That was a track called Ensel Fink, or Feek, I believe. And that was off a album that came out way back in 1980. And that was off an album called El Awami. And that's a sort of pop rai type music, kind of like a Arabic pop music and kind of a folk elements to it. But anyways, you can check that out at elmer-records.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's Cheb Cater. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, like I said. And I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently. And just new music that's out there, some new campus radio stuff that's on the Earshot Top 50, and all kinds of other stuff. So tonight on the program, we're going to hear something from an artist called Slowly Becoming, and a track off an album called Before the World Ends. And this is off a record label called Long Story Records. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called Needle and Thread, and they're based out of Blue Sky, Alberta. And surprisingly, I don't know exactly where that is. I'm guessing probably close to Calgary. I'm actually from Alberta, so I should know this. But anyways, this one is sitting at number 42 on the Earshot online charts that CITR also submits to. You can check this Bandcamp page out at slowlybecoming.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Elcon and another release that's doing pretty good on the campus radio charts. New release out on E-Day Fixe Records called The Isolator, I should say. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Ordinary Girl. And Elcon is based out of Toronto, and it's the work of Lisa Conway. I think I played this album a few weeks ago. And elcon.bandcamp.com is where you can check it out. But first, from Blue Sky, Alberta, this is a group called Slowly Becoming. And this track is called Needle and Thread.
Thank you. 110% of my brain power.
Why would you not write it better? Ibajo, babajo,
guadajo, quemajo. Drill Events is hosting the official after party for Pride Vancouver with talent like local DJs such as Haina from China, Njoki and Joki, Nalule, Dr. BPM, and so much more. There will be go-go dancing from Vancouver and a resident DJ from Mexico City. This night is to showcase queer liberation and freedom of expression, happening on August 5th. For more information, go to Drill Events on Instagram.
This is a journey into sound. I shouldn't be nugget. Gotta have house
music. Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. You in my hug now.
My hug. This is the house that funk builds. This is the house that funk builds.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Extraordinary, ordinary.
And that was something from Elcon. A track was called Ordinary Girl off the Isolator release. And Elcon is based out of Toronto, like I said, and you can check it out at elconofficial.com or head to elcon.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from Slowly Becoming with a track called Needle and Thread off the Before the World Ends, a nice set of kind of pop music. And we're going to keep going with some more kind of lighter stuff, and we'll hear some kind of ambient experimental artists in this next set. And we're going to hear a really interesting release from an artist named Dominic Lawalry, probably doing a terrible pronunciation on it, but the album is called First Meeting. It's being reissued, and it's out on Catch Wave Limited Records. And I think this one originally came out in 2017, but it is being repressed, like I said, and it's some really interesting kind of ambient bedroom recordings. And it's I think he's been making music since 1976. I'm not sure exactly how long he's been around for, but I think this one originally was recorded back in the late 70s, and it was put out on his own label called Editions Walrus. And like I said, it was reissued in 2017 and then most recently repressed this month. And from Dominic Lawalry, is how you pronounce it. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Musique Satirique. And then after that, we're going to hear something from an artist named Ursula K. Le Guin and Todd Barton. They have a new release out on Freedom to Spend Records. The album is called Music and Poetry of the Kesh. And it's some really interesting kind of synth experimental type music. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Dragonfly Song. And once again, that's Ursula K. Le Guin and Todd Barton. But first, something from the First Meeting release that's being reissued this month. This track is called Musique Satirique, out on Catch Wave Limited Records. Thank you.
It's great. It's too much for a cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence. It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Every absurdity and nihilism of the world since 1937.
It'll play off-Broadway. I can see it now.
Oh. Mariv duchas, hios mohoi. Buye sehote vea dota daigoedes oha? Maybe ohohan?
Dota chem? On dide? Bema bi.
Han. Bedu meds.
That was something called Dragonfly Song by Ursula K. Le Guin and Todd Barton off the Music and Poetry of the Kesh. And they are based out of Portland, Oregon. And you can check this out on their Bandcamp page, which is quite long to announce. But this is a new release out. Really, really interesting stuff. Kind of a haunting type bedroom recordings. And this one is put out on Freedom to Spend Records. And that's the synth work of Todd Barton that you heard there, as well as the, I think, the vocals of Ursula, or the spoken word of Ursula, as far as I know. But anyways, before that, you heard something from a release from Dominique Lewallery, and a release called First Meeting, and you heard the track called Music Satirique, the very kind of ornate and kind of repetitive track, and that's a very indicative of a lot of his other music, and it has a really kind of outsider, kind of bedroom type feel. And like I said, this is reissued in 2017, it's being repressed this month by Catchwave Records out of New York. Check it out at catchwaveltd.bandcamp.com. And I think originally it was put on Ergot Records. And Dominique Lewallery originally recorded these in the late 70s. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we'll keep going with some more experimental stuff. And we're going to hear something from Joni Void out on Constellation Records. The release called Every Day is a Song is doing pretty good on the radio charts still. Lots of stations are playing this one. And right now it's sitting at number 45. We're going to hear a track called Present Day Montage. After that, we're going to hear a very kind of dark, experimental, haunting track from Diamanda Galas. A album called Broken Gargoyles came out in 2022, and I think it's being pressed on vinyl this month. And once again, that's the album called Broken Gargoyles. We're going to hear an excerpt of the first track called Mutilatus. And if you haven't heard the music of Diamanda Galas, it's very dark, very haunting, and very experimental, very kind of frightening sounding in a lot of ways, with a lot of kind of industrial elements to it. And oftentimes you'll hear it on, or you'll see it listed on various very extreme experimental music lists of like the most scary music ever. I don't know, I've seen it on there for a very, very fitting inclusion on a list like that. But you can check this out at diamandagalas.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Joni Void with a track called Present Day Montage. Thank you.
Fräuleinband in den vielen Betten, verschwimmt im Karawan im Krankensaal. Die Krankheiten alle, dünne Marionetten, spazieren in den Gängen. Eine Zelle hat jede Kranke und mit weißer Kreide sind seine Qualen aufnotiert. Das Fieber donnert ihre Eingeweide, brennen wie Berge und ihr Auge stirbt. Zur Decke auf, wo ein paar große Spinnen aus ihrem Bauche lange Fäden ziehen.
Thank you. diesen Träger gehen durch die Reihen. Und laufen schneller die Toten auf dem Bett. Die anderen drehen sich nach der Wand mit Schreien der Angst der Toten grässlichen Welt.
Massey Art Society is calling visual artists to send exhibition proposals for their 2024 programming. If you work through painting, drawing, photography, installation, media, or performing arts, send them your ideas for an upcoming exhibition. They work in a collaborative environment offering a cost-free space in the downtown East Side and support in promotion and communication, as well as honorariums, working on a 2-month-long exhibition contract. Send the proposal in a single PDF file to Massey Arts Curator and Community Arts Coordinator Raphael Zen at community@masseyarts.com. The call for submissions will be open until August 15th, Tuesday at 11 p.m. PST. For more information, go to Massey Arts Society on Instagram. Dreading September? Victory Square Block Party is here to cure your September blues. Victory Square Block Party is a free all-day event happening at Victory Square, put on by CITR with the lineup curated by Music Waste. What's better than listening to local talent outdoors with other music fans? Happening on September 3rd at 2 p.m. Stay tuned for the lineup, which will be announced on August 14th.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a very haunting track from Diamanda Galas. The track was called Mutilatus. And sorry, that's off the 2022 album called Broken Gargoyles. And that one is being reissued, or I guess it's being pressed on vinyl this month. And you can check it out at diamandagalas.bandcamp.com. And she's a Greek-American composer, and she makes some very, very unsettling and haunting industrial experimental music. Before that, you heard something from Joni Void. A track is called Present Day Montage, and you heard the track's called Present Day Montage. The album is called Every Day is the Song on Constellation Records. And Joni Void is based out of Montreal, as well as Constellation Records. And you can check it out at jonivoid.bandcamp.com. So up next, we're going to hear some more kind of louder stuff. I don't play too much loud music as much these days, but always nice to get back to it. And we're going to hear something from an indigenous black metal project called Black Braid. And this is from the Adirondack. And, notes that it's from the forest, so it does have that kind of a very lo-fi, solo black metal feel to it. It's really, really great stuff. The album is called Black Braid 2, and it's doing pretty good on the campus radio charts. It's sitting at number 48 right now. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called, the track is called The Spirit Returns. And it does have that kind of lo-fi black metal feel to it. So it's evidence of, I don't know, a lot of solo artists like Stryborg and like Saptharan, Leviathan, all those kind of solo lo-fi artists. So I'm guessing it gets a lot of influence from artists like that. After Black Braid, we're going to hear something from Profound Lore Records, a label out of Kitchener, Ontario. But the latest release is a black metal project that I thought would go along with Black Braid. It's called Mizmore, which is a guy out of Portland. And he does the kind of solo black metal feel to it as well, or music, I should say. The album is called Prosaic, and we're going to hear a track called Anything But. So right here on CITR, this is some indigenous black metal music. This track is something called The Spirit Returns right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
We're back. That was something from Ms. Moore, a new release out on Profound Lore Records. The album is called Prosaic, and you heard the track called Anything But. And Ms. Moore is based out of Portland, and it's a very solo lo-fi black metal. And before that, you heard something from a Canadian black metal project called Black Braid, and that's some indigenous black metal from the Adirondack Wilderness in eastern Canada. And you heard the track called The Spirit Returns off the Black Braid 2 album. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Very nice black metal set. And I thought I'd keep it going with some more loud music. And up next, we're going to hear a more kind of a stoner project from Matt Pike. An older release from a short-lived project called Kalos. And if you're not familiar, Matt Pike is the person behind High on Fire, as well as the vocalist of Sleep, and numerous other projects. But he had an interesting project of a few members of some Bay Area musicians, and features an artist from, let me see, Iconochrist, as well as numerous other projects that I'm not as familiar with. But like I said, it's a short-lived project, and they had a self-titled release out on TP Records, really great stoner, loud metal-type label, and they only had one album that came out. So we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Frozen Sun, and I think we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM from Kalos, this track is called Frozen Sun.
Thank you. Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Do you love to read, but your friends and family are tired of you droning on and on about your latest book? Well, forget them, because you have me now. Hi, I'm Randy from Dog-Eared Radio Book Club, a book club coming to you through the airwaves from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every 2 weeks on Tuesday evenings on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in to hear the rambling thoughts of a fellow reader that are factually supported by my co-host of the week. Follow the show on Instagram at Dog-Eared Radio Book Club to find out about our next read.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was a very kind of underrated side project from Matt Pike. It was called Kalos, or Kalos, and you heard the track called Frozen Sun, the self-titled release that came out way back in 2006. I actually have this one on a gray clear vinyl, and I kind of think it's kind of underrated, because I was given a quick check on some of the reviews and I got kind of some mixed mediocre stuff, so I don't know. But anyways, they only had one album out, and definitely check out the music of Matt Pike and his various other projects. And we're gonna shift gears and take a real left turn in this next set, and we're gonna hear some kind of a hip-hop hip-hop R&B type artists in this next set. And we're going to hear some from Spheric Records, a new release from Young Webster, self-titled release. And we're going to hear a track off of it called Come Over When It's Dark. And it gets kind of referred to as ambient rap, but you can check this out at spheric.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's Young Webster. After that, from Montreal, we'll hear something from Lunice, a album out called Open. We'll hear the self-titled track. This one features an artist named Yuki Dreams again. And Lunice is doing very good on the radio charts, sitting at number 43 this week. And this one was put out on Lucky Me Records. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Young Webster. The track is called Come Over When It's Dark.
Thank you.
With something from Lunas, and thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to leave you with a new project from a local artist, and that's Mr. Game 7. And you can hear a track off the EP called Gamble Responsibly. This track is called Skytrain Pizza. And this is a side project of members of Kirkland Jerks. Check this out at mrgame7.bandcamp.com. This track is called Skytrain Pizza.
Soca Storm.